Person gave chalitza to his yavama within 3 months after her husband died, and lamaisa he couldn't tell at that time if she was pregnant or not. And after the chalitza, we found out she had been pregnant, obviously from the brother who died, the yolda, and she gave birth. Zman shavad shal kayama, if the child was came out alive, viable child. However, he muteres bekrovav. The lo pasul ben akahuna. So the chalitza is no chalitza, because she didn't need chalitza, because there was no yibum, because basically the guy had a child, even though the child was born after he died. That's irrelevant. So the chalitza is no chalitza, doesn't aser him to her krovos or her to his krovim, and it doesn't pasul her from kahuna. Ein havlad shel kayama. If the child eventually was born dead, who also the krovoseh, the yasura, the krovah, who possible the nakuhuna, then the chalitza, seemingly from the Mishnah, is a good chalitza, and it has the effect of any chalitza that offers him to her krovim and her to his krovim, and passes her from kahuna. Hakonesus yivimto, the nimtzum veris, he lived with his yivama within those 3 months, not knowing that she was pregnant, and which you're not allowed to do. You don't make yibum until after 3 months to make sure that she's not pregnant, that her husband didn't die and leave her pregnant. So you have to wait 3 months. He didn't wait the 3 months. So he was konis her, v'nimtza muberes, and then found out she's pregnant, the yolda, and she gave birth. Bisman shavad shal kayama, if she gave birth to a viable child, yotzi v'chayov in the carbon. Then he lived with his brother's wife, Shalom Makam Yibum, because she had a child. And Mela, there's no din of Yibum. Mela, she's also to him, and they're Chayav a Korban for living with Eishes Achiv.
But it was
what?
But it was
no, it wasn't Bnei. He didn't know she was pregnant. Tulsa says that's why it has to talk in where he lived with her, and they didn't know she was pregnant yet, because if he knew she was pregnant, it's amazing. There's no Korban.
Right.
Here it's Shogi. Shogi. He didn't know she was pregnant. In Ein Vlad Shel Kayoma, however, if the child was born dead, notice it was a nafel, the child was not a viable child, so it's as if she didn't have a child, then you can keep her as a Zivam. Then the Bia that he made originally, this is the way the Chol of Mishnah's Pashtus, takes effect, and there's Yibu. You can now keep her. Sofik ben Tisha l'Rishon, Sofik ben Shiva l'Achron. If we're not sure whose child this is, right, could be that it's a 9-month child from the first husband, and it could be it's a 7th month child from the second husband, because he didn't wait 3 months, and she gave birth afterwards. What's it called? Not that we found out that she was pregnant, but we found out she was pregnant after he lived with her. So now we're not sure, was she pregnant from him or pregnant from the first husband? So he didn't wait 3 months. So it could be a 7-month child from the second husband or a 9-month child from the first husband. So then Yotzi, since it's a Sofik, so he can't live with her because maybe there's no Yibum and it's Eishes Sofik. The Havlad Kosher, the Vlad is Kosher Mimanavshach, because if it's from the first husband, he's a Kosher child. He couldn't live with her. If it's from the second husband, it's a kosher child too, because then the first husband didn't have a child, and he lives in Kayim Yibum, and he has a child. So either way, the child is kosher. The Chayav Boshem Toli, and the Chayav in Oshem Toli, because he lived with a woman, there's a Sofik, whether he was Chayav Koris or not. Sofik, whether she is Yavama, or Sofik, whether she's Eishes Achiv, Shalom B'Makom Mitzvah. Rashi, HaCholei Tumutu B'Krovoseho, Dolav Chalitzahi. Because the mice at the end, it turned out she didn't need any chalitza. So he did chalitza to a woman who doesn't need chalitza. The hollow boy, she didn't need it. Krovoseh krovav, mefarish lekamon, mas nisim, hanech nesoros ala'ish machmas ishto, krovav, she nesorim ala'ish machmas baila. Later on, the Mishnah will discuss which relatives are usher to a chalutza, usher to her, to the chalutz, and usher to him because she's his chalutza. The child wasn't a viable child. The chayov and the carbon shebaal eishes achiv b'mitzvah. He's chayav a carbon chatos because he lived with his brother's wife where there was no mitzvah yibum. Havlad kosher imanafshach. Like we said, the vlad is kosher either. So the first husband is no reason why he's possible. So the second husband is mekayim yibum. So either way, the vlad is kosher. Itmar. Acholitz limba uberes vihipila. Person gave chalitza to a woman who was pregnant, to a yavama who was pregnant. And in the end, she aborted the child. So she never gave birth to a living child. Rabbi Yochanan omer ein tzricha chalitza min ha'achid. Rabbi Yochanan says she doesn't need any further chalitza, and that's it. That chalitza helps. And Tosas points out, min ha'achim doesn't mean necessarily from the other brothers, right? But that he still has to give her chalitza? No. Nobody has to give her chalitza. The chalitza that was given is 100% okay. Or min ha'achim can mean from the brothers of the mace, not his brothers, not the brother of the cholates, but the brothers of the mace. She doesn't need any more chalitza. It's as if she got the chalitza when she wasn't pregnant. Rish Lakish omer tzricha chalitza min ha'achim. And Rish Lakish says no, that she needs another chalitza. This chalitza is no good. Rabbi Yochanan omer ein tzricha chalitza min ha'achim, chalitza smuberishma, chalitza ubias smuberishma bia. Right, that a chalitza, even a woman who's a muberis, but in the end doesn't give birth to a live child. So lemaisa, the chalitza is a good chalitza, because in the end it turned out that muberis was not really significant. And Rish Lakish holds a note: if you gave the chalitza when she was a muberis, even though in the end it came out that the child was not viable, right? Still, that chalitza is no chalitza. The same thing goes if you live with a woman. With a yavama, when she is pregnant from the first husband, and in the end it turns out that the child isn't born live, so it's as if she wasn't pregnant. Rish Rabbi Yochanan holds that the bia that you had with her is a bias yavama, and it's kona her. And Rish Lakish holds no, since she was pregnant at the time, and it could have been the child would have been born healthy, and even though it wasn't in the end, making a yibum b'shas when she was a muberes is not a yibum, and he has to make another bia of the same yibum. He's not calling her with that bia. The Maikam Yifugate, what's the machlokus between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan? Yiboy Yisei Makrov, Yiboy Yisei Masvara. Could be that you learn from a pasuk, or you learn from Svara. Yiboy Yisei Masvara, Rabbi Yochanan Svara, Im Yavu Eliyovi, Omer Dahadi, Yabra, Mipuli Mapla, Mila bas chalitza the yibumi hashanami tigli milsalim afreya. If Eliyahu would have come and said that this child is not going to make it, so the maisa then the pregnancy is irrelevant, right? And therefore the chalitza is a good chalitza. So therefore now, even though Eliyahu didn't come, and at the time we didn't know if she was going to make it through this pregnancy or not, now that she didn't, igloi milsalim afreya. Retroactively, we know that this pregnancy was irrelevant. And therefore, the chalitza is a chalitza. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Reish Lakish omer tigli milsa afreya lo amrinan. We don't say that we look at it retroactively. Right now, she's pregnant. Right now, could be that the vlad will be shel kayoma. Therefore, any chalitza you do now is no good. And even though in the end it turned out this pregnancy wasn't really a pregnancy because it didn't end up in a living child, that's later. But not for now. Now, we don't know. Since we don't know, the chalitza is no chalitza, and the bia is no bia. The boyisei makro, possibly learned from a pasuk. The Yochanan sover uben ein lo omarachmon the vohalesle. It says that what's it called? If a man dies and he has no doesn't leave any children, then what's it called? His wife is ol the yibum and mela ol the chalitza. So he doesn't have a child. The maisa right now there is no child. Right, it's only an uber. And what's it called? Until the child's born, it's not called a ben. And in the end, wasn't born. What's it called? Okay. So therefore, there's no reason why this chalitza is no chalitza. The Reish Lakish sover uben ein lo ayin olav. That ben ein lo means even if he's in a state where he's not a ben yet, but you have to consider whether he's going to be a ben or not. Still, that what's it called? That's not called ben ein lo, ayin olav, and in a state where it's a suffix, whether this child's going to make it or not, still not ol liyibum, mele is no chalitza either. Rashi. Ein atzricha chalitza min ha'achim, t'ha chalitza ma'al yisuhi, because the chalitza that was given when she was pregnant, since in the end the pregnancy didn't carry through, it's a good chalitza. Shmo chalitza hechad hipila digloi milsa debas chalitza havin. Since retroactively we know that the pregnancy was irrelevant. Okay, that's right. Eishle Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan asked Rish Lakish from our Mishnah. Ein havlad shel kayoma hu asur bekrovo seho vi asura bekrovo hu poslo min hakohuna. Right? In our Mishnah it says that cholitz levimto, and then she was pregnant. If he found out she's pregnant, he was cholitz a month after the guy died, and 2 months later we find that she's pregnant. He already made chalitza. This is mamish the case of cholitz lemuberis. Okay, and the Mishnah then says, and if the child didn't come out alive, right, then he's also her krovos, she's also to his krovim, and she's pasul minakahuna. Mashma, that's a good chalitza. Like Rabbi Yochanan, not like Rish Lakish. Bishlam ledidi damina chalitza smuberish mo chalitza mishum hachi pasla. That's why she's pasul minakahuna, because it's a chalitza. But according to you, that a chalitza of a muberis is not a chalitza. They have to have another chalitza. So then, why is she pasul? Elo didoch da amris chalitza smuberis lo shma chalitza. Ame pasul minakahuna. Why she's pasul from the kuna? It's not a chalitza, but we're afraid that it looks like a chalitza, and people won't know she was pregnant. And then if they see her getting married to a kohen, they'll say a chalitza is allowed to marry a kohen. So the rabbanan asked her to the kohuna, even though it's not a chalitza, because it looks like a chalitza. But in a chanami, they need another chalitza. Rashi, midrabbanan luchumra. Dilma osi lemishri chalutza lekohuna. The lo yadi the havi muberis. People won't know she was pregnant. They'll see that she had chalitza and she's marrying a kohen. Ikad the amri. Some say that the question was just the opposite. The question was from Rish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan. Eishle Rish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan. Ein havlad shel kayama hu asur bekrovo seho vi asur bekrovo pasul min hakohuna. Bishlam ledidi damina chalitzas muberis lo shma chalitza haynu diktani pasul min hakohuna lechumra velo ktani enetzri chalitza min haachim. According to you, Rabbi Yochanan, the Mishnah shouldn't have just said she's pasul the kahuna. Should have said she doesn't need any more chalitza. It's a good chalitza. If somebody was cholitz lemuberis, and in the end the vlad came out dead, so lemafreya, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's a good chalitza. So the Mishnah should have told me not just she's pasul the kahuna, but she doesn't need any more chalitza. It's a good chalitza, like any chalitza. And the male, I know she's pasul the kahuna, whatever. Right. But according to Rish Lakish, it only said this because it's not a good chalitza. And she does need another chalitza. The only thing is, in the chumra, we pass her min hakohuna, so people shouldn't think that a chalitza is mutar lekohuna because she looks like a chalitza. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, he should have said a bigger chiddush in the Mishnah. She doesn't need any more chalitza. It's a 100% good chalitza. It doesn't say that. It just says that it passes her lekohuna. El didoch eino tzricha chalitza min haachem yiboyalei. Amarlei enochinami. Enochinami should have said enotzricha chalitza v'nachim. Va'aydi the tana reisha lo posla tana seifa posla. What's it called? Since the reisha said that she's not posel in a case where the child was viable, the seifa said something that was parallel. What's it called? Posla. But enochinami posla in implies that it's a good chalitza, maybe she doesn't need any other chalitza either. But it said it in such a way that is the opposite of what the Rashi said. Rashi, Ela de Didoch, Hainu diktani psulo lechumra, velok tani behedya, ain't tzricha chalitza menachem. According to me, the reason it says pasul, because it's only a chumra, to pasul from kahuna, but really it's not a chalitza. Ela de Didoch, da amris chalitza ma'al yasahi. According to you, that it's a good chalitza. Lashmoin and hod de ain't a tzricha chalitza. Va'ano yadana dasura bekrova pasul minakuna. Let it tell me the bigger chiddush. You don't need any more chalitza. It's 100% bona fide chalitza, and therefore I know that she's also tishkrovim and she's pasul lekahuna. Va'ayi tani reisha lo pasul v'lo tani chalitza. The hasam lamotzi lemeimu tzricha chalitza. Tani nami seifa pasul v'lo ayri bechalitza. Right? Since the reisha couldn't say that she needs chalitza because she could have yibum too. So can't say she needs chalitza, right? So the chalitza, since the child was 100% okay, not because she'd have yibum, right? So you can't say she needs chalitza because there is no chalitza. She's not. There's no yibum over here. No chalitza. There's no yibum. So what did it say? She doesn't not possible. The chalitza didn't passel her, right? So the Sefer also said the opposite of that. The chalitza does passel her, right? Wanted to be consistent. Eisrei Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, ein havlad shel kayama yikayim. If the child is not viable, right? She doesn't have a live child, so then yikayim. In the case where what's it called? Where he made yibum. He lived with her, not he gave her chalitza. He lived with her, and it came out that we found out she's a muberes, and the child was not viable. So then the halacha is the yibum's a good yibum. Yikayim. Bishlam ledidi damina chalitza muberes shma chalitza ubias muberes shma bi. According to me, that a chalitza you do while the woman's pregnant, if in the end she aborted the child, the chalitza is a good chalitza, and the yibum's a good yibum, right? Mishum hachik tani yikayim. That's why he can continue living with her, because he made yibum. Ela ledidach, but according to Yurei Shlokish, the amres chalitzas muberes lo shma chalitza, bias muberes lo shma bia. According to you, that the chalitza is lo chalitza, memela the bia is no bia. Whatever you do when she's muberes, even if in the end it comes out that the child's not viable, but that chalitza is no good, and that bia is no good, because it has to be when she's not possible even to have a child. Right? Yachzor v'yivo v'yikayim boile. It should have said he has to make another bia to be kona her as yibum. Not yikayim, not just keep living, not keep her. She's not his wife until he'll make another bia after she aborts. Because the bia he made when she was pregnant doesn't make her his wife. And the mela, if now he wants to get rid of her, he can't give her again. He still has to give her chalitza. So she's not his yivama now. So according to Rish Lakish, she didn't say yikayim. He can now, can continue having her as his wife. She's not his wife. He has to make her his wife now by making another yibum. Where it says, ma yikayim, yachzor v'yivo v'yikayim, delo sogi b'lav hachi. Right, that in Echanami, yikayim means, now he has to live with her again, and what's it called to make another yibum. But he's allowed to. That's all it means. He could be Amri, some learn just the opposite. Eish v'yivo Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish asks this to Rabbi Yochanan. Ein havlad shel kayama yikayim. If the vlad turns out to be not viable, so then he can keep her. Bishlam ledidi damina chalitzas muberes lo shma chalitza bias muberes lo shma bia. According to me, that the chalitza doesn't take effect when she's pregnant, even if in the end the child's not viable. Memela the bia doesn't take effect either. Hainu diktoni yikayim yalzer v'yivakayim. Yikayim means he now has to make her a yavama. That's how Rish Lakish learned yikayim. Kayim means he should now, what's it called, make another bia and be mekayim. The lo sogi b'lavachi, because he has to do something. He can't just remain the way it is. He has to do something. El didoch rotsa yotzi rotsa yikayim boyle. But according to you, it does not be mekayim. He can be megarish her if he wants. He doesn't have to be mekayim her, right? Because she's his wife now. So if he wants to, he can give her a get. If he wants to, he can make ibum. And he can continue living with her. Right? There's no chiyuv now to continue living with her. But according to Reish Lakish, there's a chiyuv now either to make ibum or chalitza. He has to do something. According to Rabbi Yochanan, he doesn't have to do anything. She's his wife. He can do whatever he wants with her. So there's no inyan to tell me yikayim, right, since there's no special chiddush over here. Or to say, ain't a chinami. Didn't have to say yikayim. I did it. Tana Reisha Yotzi, Tana Nami Sefer Yikayim. But since the Reisha said Yotzi, because he lived with it, the Vlad was a Beshel Kayama, so she wasn't a Yavama, she was Eisha Sachiv Shalaba Makomitsa, so he has to be Motzi her, he has to get, what's it called, stop living with her. So here it says Yikayim, he can continue living with her. That's the only reason it said. Rashi. Ein havatzol kayomi yikayim hakoni shivimto v'nimtzis muberes. That case where he was, what's it called, lived with her, and then he found out she was pregnant. Hain ritoni yikayim delo metzrich bia lachar shepilas. Mashma that he can continue living with her. He doesn't have to have another bia to make her his yivama. V'imbo legarisha beget megarisha. If he wants to divorce her, he has to divorce her with a get, even without any other bia, because she's already his yivama. He's already his wife. The iftar alo bia kamaisa. Ubias muberes shma bia. The kosoka daitas yikayim diktoni masnisim lav chovahi. Elahi tetera. Mishum diktona reisha im avlad shal kayam yotzi. The first one said he's not allowed to continue living with her. The Sefer said he's allowed to continue. That's what the Gemara held was the pshat, and that's a kasha on Reish Lakish. The lo sogi b'lav hachi, the lo miftura b'lo bia, la'achar she'pila. Right? But Reish Lakish says no. Yekayim means he has to now make yibum again. Because he can't just continue living with her. Right? He has to make another bia, and then she'll be his yivama. Because if he doesn't make another bia, he can't pat her with a get. He never was called this her because the bia that he made when she was a muberis doesn't count. And he can't give her chalitza because the maisa he lived with her. So the only thing he can do is now make another bia, and if he wants to get rid of her, give her a get. But he can't give her chalitza because the maisi live with her. And he can't give, because that's, so the chalitza is out of the problem. The bia, it doesn't make him her yivama, but at least passes her from chalitza. Ratzi yotzi beget, ratzi yikayim yiboyalei. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, it shouldn't have said yikayim, he doesn't have to keep her. He could give her a get, or he could continue living with her. So it doesn't, there's no chiv over here, yikayim. Right? Simara says, Ilechidam, it should have said that. But in order to keep it parallel to the Reisha, where it says Yotzi, here it says Yekayim.